What's going on, guys? Here, just a couple days before election, over the weekend, of course, they're dropping information about the markets. Big time information here. We have some of the world's richest men dumping their stocks en masse. I've been warning about this. These are the things that you always want to watch for before there's a massive, massive dump in the market. The first thing you're going to see are the big dogs out there making moves first, because they've got the insider information. They're going to call the top, basically. And that's what Warren Buffett has just done. He just liquidated over 70% of his Apple stocks and shares. This is on top of what he's been doing throughout the past few months in liquidating his Bank of America stock. He got it down below the threshold where he doesn't have to report it. And he just did that last week. I can't stress to you enough how big of moves these are. This man that is notorious for buying the dip and jumping into other stocks has now liquidated so much that he's sitting on a record amount of cash, $325 billion in cash alone, which is unprecedented. They say this never happens. We just witnessed Jeff Bezos sell millions in Amazon. When you see this, to me, it's rather obvious the top's in. I've been telling everyone that watches the live shows, you better get out of your 401s. You better dive into your gold and your silver and be in a state where they're not going to tax it. That's a huge move right there. It's one of the last big moves and opportunities that people are going to have, is to ride gold and silver and the precious metals up as everything else comes down. This is it. When you signal the top, when they drop this information right before election, people are going to be scrambling on Monday. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the markets, but it's so heavily manipulated that they could do anything. I would just be prepared at this point. When the big dogs are dumping like this, it's a sure sign and a signal the rest of the market's going to follow. And they're not buying back in. I'm going to leave a link with some charts and more information. Make sure to check that out and join me on the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern to talk about this. Get ready, y'all. Buckle up. It's begun.